Welcome to We Are Globetrekkers. This is your girl, Shay.
And I'm your guy, Ty.
Hey, everyone. We're super excited to share this podcast with you as a part of our how-to series. Today, we're going to talk about how fitness instructors can travel for almost free.
Almost free. Y'all heard it. We're going to give y'all some facts and information so now, you can do the same.
Y'all know nothing's really free in life, which is why we said almost, because there are some caveats. Well, let's get started right away. So in 2016, little old me came across a unique opportunity to travel in exchange for teaching dance fitness classes.
At the time, Shay, I was having some, just different ideas. And I think having like a lot of unique ideas, she kind of just stepped up and quit her job just to see what was out there, what was new and exciting.
Yeah, and I love to travel, and I just thought, like, while I was in between jobs, kind of looking for work, taking a break, I'd see if there were any travel opportunities. And believe it or not, I came across a friend's post about her teaching Zumba at a resort in the Caribbean, and I'm like, hold up, what's this about? So I messaged her, and she was like, yeah, we just got back. I went with another mutual friend of ours, and it was awesome. Yeah, here's the program. You sign up. It's legit. Check it out. You should do it.
Yes. So from that point on, I think we kind of got excited that we could use our dance skills to help us travel.
Yes. And I'm like, finally, my dream has come true. I'm going to travel and teach Zumba, which I love.
So Shay and I were Zumba instructors. I'm not a Zumba instructor anymore, but Shay still is. And at the time I was, and there are so many opportunities, not just Zumba, whether you teach, I think there's what are the fitness?
There was a yoga opportunities.
Oh yeah, yoga.
Pilates. I think like one-on-one personal training. What's that one called when you're on the surfboard and you're doing yoga?
Ah, yes, yes.
Stand what is up, that called? Yeah. Paddle yoga or something.
Maybe
like
paddleboard.
Like all kinds of fitness courses that would be offered to someone while they're on the cruise or on vacation or something like
that. Yeah, and it's not only just the Bahamas. Different places have different perks.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah, so it depends what kind of fitness travel exchange program you sign up with. They'll list the openings at different resorts around the Caribbean. I think there's some in America.
Yeah. And typically this is all-inclusive resorts. So if you are looking on a Priceline or something like that, and these resorts have unlimited drinks, some unlimited eating. They will have unlimited entertainment too, and part of that entertainment is hiring instructors and fitness professionals during the day to, keep everybody up and lively.
Yeah. So let's get started with what you need to get a almost free vacation. So before you actually start Googling or signing up for anything, you need to make sure all your instructor licenses and certifications are up to date.
Yeah, and if you are interested in being a fitness professional, there's a lot of online training and stuff like that. But each resort or each gym, if you want to go on a broader spectrum, has their own recommendations and requirements. So make sure if you are after a particular vacation or a certain resort, check in with that resort. Your fitness certifications might not just be isolated to Zumba license. You may need a CanFit Pro license or something that's very similar for you to, partake.
Yeah, so for me, I just needed to make sure I had an active Zumba license, which was super easy. The next thing you want to do is start signing up and applying for a teaching vacation program.
You had a vacation program Shay found and got shared information for was a NRG to go. That's the letter N, letter R, letter G, number 2, and the word go. And just straight off of recommendations. So like this is word of mouth, but we hope you could take that information and search a company like NRG to go to see if this is your and falls in line with what you want to do.
And if you do sign up with them, please say Lachey referred you. Another program that a friend recommended was called Fit Bodies, FITBODIES, Bodies. I checked out that one. They had a lot more locations available to teach at, but I realized the program fee was a little bit pricey, and we will talk about program fees shortly. So that program fee or finder's fee is what you would pay the travel exchange program in order to get you placement at these resorts.
And yeah, don't be shy. This is, I shouldn't use the word shy. That's not the word I'm looking for. I'm looking for another word, but don't be reserved. I'm telling you, just search online, go to Google and type in fitness vacation exchange. And just see what pops up. You never know what pops up.
Yeah.
Might be some good stuff.
And if you're questioning how legit the program is, go on their Facebook page. They actually will post videos from different classes that their instructors are teaching. They love for the instructors to share any videos, any photos. Yeah, that's my recommendation. But so far, the top few that I found on Google when I typed in those keywords, fitness vacation exchange, all of those are legit programs.
Nice.
And program fees, we should really mention that really quick. The okay. price can range, it depends. My program fee was actually $300 for the week, and that included all access, all perks to the all-inclusive resort.
So you have to pay $300.
Yes.
In order to participate.
Yes, the finder's fee.
Okay.
And when you look at all the resorts on these fitness travel websites, they're all like 3.5 star and up. So what I did was just went to like Priceline or Expedia, typed in the name of the resort that I would possibly be teaching at, and saw that a one-night stay for two guests was $300. So I was like, yo, $300 for 1 week versus per day? Like, I'm in.
Did you have to pay $300 for me, too?
It was, I could bring up to one guest for
free. Oh, for that, and that $300 included? Yeah. So I was able to, I went with Shay, too. This is Ty talking. Hello, how you doing, audience?
Hi, Ty.
Yes, so I went with Shay. We just having a conversation right now. It's one of our conversation podcasts. So, yes, I didn't realize that there was really two people for the $300.
Yep. Okay, so, $150 cool. each. And you can bring, that guest can be a friend, a spouse, whoever.
She chose me.
I chose Ty.
Thank Yay. You very much. The food was very good. I ate a lot. So, I think we got our $300 worth. We partied every night.
We didn't really drink because we're teaching twice a day. And it was so hot. Like, how can you possibly?
So when I say party, drink? We just dance like so really sober. Late and drink a lot of water.
We drank one day. We decided to sit down after class and have like a drink or two. Oh my god, we were cramped up the next day. I'm like, yep, I'm done.
Yeah, but the good thing about the travel for exchange for fitness services is, I mean, it really causes you to, I guess, be disciplined, especially at an all-you-can-eat.
You can't really be eating all-you-can-eat.
There is a buffet that's usually there. But, you kind of have to, I guess, reserve yourself from the temptations.
Yeah, and that's the next part we want to discuss, is you need to look the part. And unfortunately, in our shallow world, if you are a leader or a fitness instructor, you got to make sure you come correct. I mean, your job is to motivate others to take charge of their health and mental well-being. And with that being said, almost all of the fitness exchange programs that you apply to will either request a video or some kind of headshot on your resume, including full-length photo and close-up. And they'll want, like I said, a biography or resume, too, of your past teaching experiences. And they want to know about you. Like, where you're from, how long you've been teaching, some of your hobbies, like make yourself seem like a cool, inspirational person. I mean, I hope that you are if you're a fitness instructor.
Yeah, you all are listening.
You all are inspirational.
Yeah, I think part of the job, the most important part of the job, at least being Shay's buddy, was at the time I just went to help on stage. One of the organizers came and said, "Hey, are you Lachey's buddy? Okay, here's your job. You have to go to everyone in the pool, around the deck, and anywhere else around this whole resort and make sure they take your class. So you have to be a promoter for your own class. And I want the stage area that's reserved for you guys to be full of people dancing. So it's not just like you're just going to go and chill. You right. actually have to work.
You have to work.
So you have to work. Put yourself out there.
So when you do bring your buddy, they will state in like one of your contracts or applications, the guest that you bring will need to assist you either with teaching or getting people to join the class. And luckily, Ty is very talkative, very social, and he also loves teaching Zumba. Yeah. So he's like, "Hey, y'all coming to class? Y'all coming through?" Like the people were really with it.
Yeah. I don't know how you practice talking to people on the fly or talking to strangers, but after about a week, you kind of get used to, you know, whatever it is. So the routine of doing Zumba twice a day or once a day or not doing it if it rains, because, you know, weather is part of the equation when you're doing Zumba outdoors at a resort. Just being prepared for whatever comes. By the end of the week, you just you kind of get used to the routine.
Yeah, it's easy. I guess I'm saying. And like, also don't be afraid of going and thinking like, "Oh my God, I'm going to work so hard." Actually, you're not supposed to, because most people are at the resort on vacation to kind of chill. So yeah. Like, you don't need to have like some crazy Pilates class or some like wild like yoga. Like, no. Most classes are between 20 and 30 minutes at these resorts.
And I want to leave words of encouragement. Like, everyone that's at the resort, like Shay said, is there to chill. And I think that part of chilling and having fun is, you know, having unique experiences. So yeah, if you could do it just to interact with people and see if you can rub off on people in a way where you could make their fun activity be a physical activity, that's cool. There were times where people said, "Oh no, I was like, "Oh no, I want you to have fun. This is my idea of fun, and I want to share with all y'all. But you're fun to watch," and you know, you just kind of get used to what you have to say to certain people. Some people are very self-conscious. Some people are not. Some people are drunk, so they're stepping all over the place. So anyway, that's just part of our experience. In essence, when we say look the part, yeah, you have to maybe look fit or smile in your headshot. But at the same time, like mentally, yes, you have to be the part. You have to be the most outgoing version of yourself that weekend, because you are the entertainment from, you know, whether it's 1 to 2 p.m. or whatever you're slotted for.
I must confess, the weird thing for me was when they wanted a headshot or a full body length photo, I was like, "Oh my God, Ty, find me a photo where I look my smallest." I'm like, we can't really Photoshop me too much for this. But luckily, like I said, I just quit my job. So I had about a month or two, maybe 2 months, to like really go to the gym pretty much almost every day and lose all that overtime weight and kind of get myself in the better shape. I didn't have a 6-pack, but the 4-pack was coming in. So, so next on our list is you need to get your paperwork in check.
So, what does that mean, Shay?
Oh, let me tell you. So, once you finish signing up for a fitness travel program, there will be a list of requirements. They're kind of like travel agents too. So like, they'll send you everything that is required for your trip. Like, you might need to get a visa. You'll definitely need travel insurance, because for example, if you can't attend to teach your fitness classes for some reason, you need to cancel. That is like a big deficit for the resorts, because they're expecting you to come and teach, and like, they're going to be out of an instructor, right, for a week. They'll also provide you with safety tips, what to bring, what to wear. Some of these resorts are in, how do you say it? It's not developing. It's like,
you use the word developing.
I guess developing. Yeah. And tourism is a big factor for them. So, for example, some of these teaching resorts are in Cuba or Jamaica. I'm not sure if there's any in Haiti, but like they expect for you to bring donations for, I think you give it to like the hotel manager or your host or whoever. And then what they do is give those donations to the local community. They'll drop them off to a school or something like that. You can even bring sports equipment, which is awesome because I think the resort we stayed at, we noticed all the gym machines are pretty old, like from the 90s or 80s. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we can't bring dumbbells and barbells, but like you will notice like, oh, these mats look rough. So definitely bring some yoga mats if you can. The gyms would appreciate it. Or like foam rollers, like anything you can fit in your bag.
Yeah, here you could go, at least in Canada, you go to Winners and get a yoga mat. Like it's like, you know, it's not even a second thought. But yeah, there a lot of the products aren't, you know, made readily.
Yeah, and they cost a ton to ship. Apparently, we were talking to one of the hotel staff members about it, and he's like, yeah, we could get this stuff, but the shipping is crazy. It's like 3 or 4 times more than what the item actually costs.
Yes, so whatever's not readily available is worthy of donating. Like, even, you know, even to say things like pens.
Yeah.
You know, pens, just writing
school
pens.
Books. They love if you bring school books because they'll give them off to the local schools or even take it home and give it to their children or something mm-hmm. like that.
And we've been to countries with, you know, resorts. But at the same time, just because of the area or, you know, not too far away. You know, some kids can't afford sneakers. So sneakers, you know, things like this that we take for granted is, I think, just a good practice in general to take with you anytime you travel.
Yeah, when you think about it, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Mexico, going to Cuba. And you say it's this lovely resort and you're surrounded by this awesome staff of hotel maids and chefs and cooks. And then they go home at the end of the day to their family. And they can't necessarily afford themselves to stay at our resort. It's really sad.
Yeah, we've given personal gifts quite a bit. We take it for granted. We don't talk about it because we try like hashtag humble or, you know, whatever it is. But yeah. But no, when we go to trips, especially when it's you know, a new place or a place that we, you know, outside of Europe and US and maybe Australia, yeah, we do love bringing gifts. The people appreciate whatever you have. Even if it's something that was left over in my backpack, it's going to get shared or, you know, left behind mm-hmm. as a gift.
Yeah. And then this actually will be a short podcast because we're up to the last item on our list. Once all your paperwork is confirmed with your travel rep, you can go ahead and book your flights and have fun. YOLO.
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 Yes, tell us about how you travel. And I guess, how can we formulate this question?
How do
you guys travel and maybe get perks?
Oh, these guys are listening.
Yeah, the audience. I know our perk was trying to use Zumba and do use our Zumba services to go stay at a resort for free.
Yeah.
You know, we have friends. We have a friend that does photography and just got back from a cruise like 6 months ago and was, you know, treated to that cruise and trade for photography. So yeah, if y'all have any ideas, anything you can share with us, please do.
Yes, please do. And we have photos posted on our Instagram if you want to check it out. We are Globetrekkers.
Wait, time out. Hold on. We did an episode like this.
Like what?
Like this episode. We did a whole episode about how to do VFX and work abroad.
Oh yeah.
So now we're doing how to dance and work abroad. So whatever y'all want to hear next, let us know about that too.
Yeah, ask us how to, because you know what? We know probably just as much as you know, and there's like really no secret.
Yeah, let's trade.
It's a matter of just finding where these opportunities are. Cool. Until next time, guys, happy trekking!
Laters.
We out. Bye.